The versatility of artist Matthew Ritchie is showcased in a new exhibition. Matthew Ritchie, A Garden in the Flood, presents several works he has created since 2000. It was put together especially for the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Ritchie is often called a transmedia artist. Chief Curator Mark Scala tells us what that means.
A lot of artists will work by themselves in the studio and be very happy to do that. Matthew likes to collaborate with other people. He will collaborate with dancers, with computer programmers, with musicians. He's done great collaborations with musicians, and we have one here in the gallery that was a collaboration between Matthews as a filmmaker and the Fisk Jubilee Singers, who are very, very well known for their repertoire of black spiritual music. And so that kind of bringing in other voices, I think, is really something that he feels that it kind of enlivens his own practice.
And Scala elaborates on the meaning behind the name, A Garden in the Flood.
When you think about the garden and the flood, probably many people's minds would immediately leap to the story of Genesis, the book of Genesis, you know, origins and conclusions, beginnings and endings. But I think it's a larger story than that. The idea of the garden is a place of cultivation, a place of sanctuary, a place of protection. The flood is chaos. It's those great forces of the world and even beyond the world that we don't understand, that we may feel threatened by, we may be threatened by. And what then is the connection between the garden and the flood? Are they opposites, or do they somehow relate to each other in some way?
Ritchie says his job as an artist is to be on the perimeter of society, looking at what's possible.
I feel like I'm a bit like a scout or something, you know, because the world's a complicated place, and it's not always this easy to see what's going on or what's going to happen. So artists, we're kind of odd ducks by nature. So we're out there, and if we're out there, what it's like being a hawk or something, right? It gets up really high so it can see what it's going to eat for dinner. And artists are like that. We're looking for the smallest, easiest thing we can find to eat, which is often something roaming around kind of on the edges.
While people who visit A Garden in the Flood may have different ideas about what the art means to them, Ritchie is quick to emphasize that there are no wrong answers.
I think some people feel they don't get art and they're not welcome in art and it's too complicated or strange or modern or it's not a ship or a forest. They don't know what it is. I think some people think art is difficult by nature, and that's a problem. I think art is complicated by nature, and that's something we should just accept and enjoy, because life is complicated. Art is, in that sense, as an artist, I'm trying to show the richness and the complexity of life.
Scala wants visitors to get a sense that there is a lot of mystery in the world.
There are a lot of things that there's lots of information, a lot of ideas, a lot of sources that we may not feel that we have access to, but they're there. And we shouldn't be afraid of the complexity of the world. We should embrace its beauty, embrace its contradictions, embrace that flood as much as we embrace the garden.
Ritchie offers a similar sentiment.
I'm very hopeful that when people arrive here, they just kind of first go, whoa, what is this? And that's a bit like that feeling when you go to somewhere new and amazing, like a beautiful piece of scenery or church, like some church you haven't been to, and you're like, wow, I love the complexity and richness and beauty of this place. That's what I'm hoping people walk in and find first and foremost.
Matthew Ritchie, A Garden in the Flood, can be seen at the Frist through March 5th. Details on the exhibition and related programs are at fristartmuseum.org, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.
And fear is just another problem we will figure out. And we will grow our garden come some flood or drought.